You're listening to the Loudmouth Radio Network.
What's up, guys? Good morning. I am extremely excited about our 18th segment of Supercharging Your 2024 with that 25 Motivational Tips. And I have been just diligently working through my list. And this is literally our last seven components of this series. After this show, and well, I guess we could just say basically another few weeks of me, guys, on this tip, on these supercharged tips. And I hope that we have been just building and growing along the way. And this morning I'm having my coffee and I was looking at my notes here, and it just makes me feel extremely proud to know that we've been on this journey, and I can see the ebbs and waves of this content and this developmental stages as each week I've brought this content to you. And this week we're going to continue on this path. And this show is basically talking about embracing every possibility and expecting good, because sometimes it's so easy to get caught up in a lot of different things and not have expectations of certain things. We'll have expectations of people, but we won't give our same regard of ourselves. And sometimes our outlook on life, it can be dimmed by self-chatter. It also can definitely be affected by those surrounding you on the outside forces of the world that's giving you their lens or their vision of what they feel is a possibility for your life or for you. And even in that, you have to recognize that sometimes that's based on other people's limitations and not yours. Guys, you know what time it is. It's Monday and it's time for Sunday's Monday Motivation. Let's go. Welcome to Loudmouth Radio Network. My name is Sunny. As a former professional athlete turned entrepreneur realtor and the producer of Loudmouth Radio Network, I look forward to bringing content to you that empowers, inspires, and entertains you. Tune in each week as we have unscripted and unfiltered talks from entrepreneurship, real estate, politics, entertainment, comedy, LGBTQ topics, day-to-day life, and everything in between. All shows available on demand 24/7 on your favorite podcast platforms.
Diamond Valley Lodge, the one-of-a-kind, unique, exotic dining experience for the whole family. Have dinner with real tigers at Diamond Valley Lodge's 100% safe, unique dinner party experience. Ever dine just feet away from a majestic Bengal tiger? Now you can. A magical evening under the stars with open-air seating in an exotic Zen garden, just feet away from some of the most majestic creatures on the planet, or crown jewels of nature. Dinners are served on Friday and Saturday, brunch on Sunday. Reservation only by calling 855-9-TIGERS or 951-390-2670 or visit diamondvalleylodge.com.
Santa Cena, Temecula Valley areas, and throughout the Inland Empire. Are you looking to become a homeowner in 2024? Register today for the New Home in the New Year seminar hosted by Sold by Sunny. Let's get you from rental to homeowner in the new year. Get the latest insight of down payment assistance programs, whether you purchased a home before or purchasing for the first time. We want to make sure you're provided with the necessary information needed for you to buy your new home in 2024. Look forward to seeing you there.
Hi, I'm Hector Calvillo of Jane H. Automotive, located at 611 West Florida Avenue in Hemet, California. We are a full-service automotive repair shop where you can always expect to receive the highest quality repairs, fairest pricing, best customer service in the industry. My brother George and I grew up watching our dad work on classic cars as a backyard mechanic. His hard work ethic and dedication led us to opening up Jane H. Automotive in 2009. We started out with a 500 square foot repair shop, and we have consistently grown over the past 15 years to our new 10,000 square foot repair facility in the heart of Hemet. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Call 951-766-5999 to set an appointment for all your automotive service needs.
Embrace an every possibility and expect good. That is precisely what I'm going to hone in on today. And this, as many of my other weeks of content have been, short and sweet and to the point. And this will continue upon that path in which we've been on each and every week. And I am just so incredibly grateful that I'm not just reciting something to you. These are really thought out components of inserts of things that I'm navigating, been navigating, have reflected on, maybe been inspired to touch on. But at the end of the day, I feel that we all are capable of being so much more. So when I say embracing every possibility, it's almost this attitude of giving yourself the option of being okay and comfortable with being open to things and not feeling subjectively negative, in a sense. And negative may not be the total word. It could be more of a half glass full type of thing. And optimism is definitely probably the better key word here. And in that optimism, if you want to have certain things, you're going to have a desire. And those are the natural elements of how, you know, just how we function. But what can happen in that process is that instead of expecting the good or expecting what that is that you desire, we could turn around just as easily and tell ourselves why it won't happen. It's not possible. I'm not deserving. Even if you're not saying those physical words, you may be thinking them, or you may be attracting that kind of energy. And it can happen so easily and so quickly that you don't even recognize that it's happening. And for many of us, we've had our own share of disappointments. As a human, it's natural. You're going to have things that you've had desires for yourselves that maybe didn't work out for you. And maybe it could have been on your own accord, or it could have been some other reason that it didn't align. And if that happens enough, you'll start to see things that can be patternized, that you're accepting whatever's being thrown at you versus you taking more of a center of control of your thoughts and your attitude and your expectation, which is actually a part of the uplift of this aspect. That even in the factor of maybe not completing or failing at something or not getting it all the way through, that it doesn't just have a negative overtone in its entirety. And that you can look up and say, well, this may not have been that time period, but that does not mean that it won't come. So it's that expectation of good that also continues to keep that energy in check and keeps your attitude in check. And from my position, I've had to kind of and have this outlook on life for a very, very long time. And there were times I wasn't even aware that it may have been happening and unfolding right before my eyes. So the first thing that I have noted about this whole topic is to establish a good attitude towards your life. And it's so important, because if you don't, it's going to be hard for anyone else to have the same and unwavering commitment to what that outlook should be for you, because it is your chapter, your book, your line, your flow, your day, your week, your month, your year, your decade, you know. And if we can get to a point of having a century, it's a miracle, you know, because we're looking at a time where there's so many people's lives being cut short. So in that, what are we doing to make the most of it, right? Number two, monitor negative internal and external chatter. I've touched on that a little bit already, but let's go a little deeper. And so what I mean by monitoring it is that sometimes you may not even hear the negativity coming out of your mouth. But if somebody was to turn around and revert the same statement and give it back to you, in a sense, whether you're talking about yourself or somebody else, it may be a little bit easier for you to hear it or to be aware. A lot of times we're not even aware that so many thoughts, which there are probably millions of thoughts that go through your brain. If you're not meditating or doing something to slow down that, you know, the frequencies that the brain can, you know, amount up to, it's hard to sometimes navigate those elements that could be throwing things at you that is not for your good. And the external chatter, well, we all know that can be friends, family, peers, people who have no idea who you are, social media followers, different points of engagement in our lives. We cross paths with people, or people at this day and age can easily maybe follow your profiles or information and make their assumptions and make their opinions and things of that nature. So this is a time period when you have to definitely protect your cipher and recognize that, if you allow so much to take your brain, you know, your thoughts, it will start to reveal itself in your conversations, your outlook, the way you respond to things. It is amazing how we process so much. And because we are processing things constantly, you have to be aware of your own internal dialogue, as well as those that you're surrounding yourself with. And if you're not sure about the people in your immediate space or those that you may be in connection to on a day-to-day or week-to-week basis, just start to take inventory of conversation. Pay attention to, you know, the level of give and take. And is there commitment to you just as much as you're committed to them? Is there a resounding equality of connection to a degree? And it could give you a better understanding of where you are and where those people are, or where they lie with you and how you lie with them. Intentionally set a bar of expectations of yourself in all areas, guys. So let's talk about that for a minute. How many of us are working at just different life goals, and we write them down, maybe we put them in our memo, voice memo in our phones. Maybe we have a vision board. Maybe you have a journal. Maybe you're blogging or something like that, which you're taking a log of certain things that you're looking to do. And in that, a lot of times, even if we're not aware, we're subconsciously setting a pace for ourselves. You know, you may believe that in a month you'll obtain something, or this year you'll accomplish something. That's actually a bar that you're setting. But how about go a little bit deeper and become a lot more detailed and intend on certain aspects of what you desire to come into fruition? And in doing that, it will give you so much of an opportunity to elevate. And it will give you a track record of your development and how you're coming along on your path of your own evolution, right? So for us to continue to embrace every possibility and expect good, we have to have that attitude of yes. Now, I'm not saying be so in the air that you don't have expectations, not expectations, but that you don't have room for the things that may not come through. That the delay does not always mean denied. So if we are to continue to, you know, Esther Hicks, one of my favorite people I like to pick up, listen to, read, been following a long time since her appearance on The Secret, with her teachings of Abraham. One of the things that I love that she talks a lot about in conversations and some of her groups about the stream and following the stream. If you look at water that's going down a stream, it's downstreaming, and upstreaming is more resistance, right? So sometimes we have to recognize our levels of resistance, whether it's of our own, you know, in cognitive attitudes, where we may even be in our own way. Then we also have to be aware of how maybe others are setting, you know, I don't want to say pitfalls, but maybe they're boundaries, or maybe there are things that are, you know, working towards, you know, redirecting you. And sometimes you have to just go with that flow and not resist it, because just because one thing didn't work out don't mean the whole is not for you. And only you can understand what that looks like. Only you can understand whether or not you're knocking out your goals and hitting the bars that you set for yourself. But the biggest thing that you'll need to do in this entirety is starting with your attitude and your mindset of embracing every possibility and expecting good. Guys, thanks for listening, and I look forward to talking to you guys soon. Be blessed. Mark Gregory presents the 5th Annual White Parley Silent Auction and Fundraiser benefiting the Pearlie Mae Foundation, Saturday, April 27th, 2024, in Decatur at 4522 Flash Hills Parkway. So all my Atlanteans, you guys love a party, you love a cause, so come out and support this organization that is really working hard to support and create assistance to students with educational needs. They have gone all out. This is going to be a spectacular event. General admission donation is $65. You have an open bar. You have food. You also have the ability to give reserved seating for a $100 ticket donation. So any of those things that you have a question about, you want to look up on Eventbrite, Mark Gregory event, 5th Annual White Party. This is going to be something spectacular that people will be talking about at the Community Achievement Center. If you want to get a VIP reservation for a group, make sure you do that now while the seating is still available. There is an amazing lineup of entertainment, DJ music, you'll have comedy, you'll have some gospel artists, dynamic bartenders, photography during the day of the event, catered food. So the whole shebang is waiting for you to participate. Get your tickets now and make sure to let them know you heard it on Loudmouth Radio Network.
You're listening to the Loudmouth Radio Network.